You guys doing good? Yeah. That's good to hear. I am doing good. Thanks for asking. They always ask how the students are, but never how the teacher is, huh? No, I'm just kidding. Today we're pretty much finishing up the Abraham. So we're not going to, it's not going to be a review of last week. It's going to be almost a review of some of the stuff we see in the faith of Abraham through Genesis. So I know last week we talked about Rebecca when Abraham asked his servant to go find one in his own hometown, and he came back with Rebecca. And then this week we're going to be pretty much wrapping up Abraham, and let's go ahead and get some reviews about, you know, his faith in Christ. So what were some ways Abraham showed great faith in God? Abraham, right? There's one way where the Lord asked him to do what with his son? You guys remember? Yes. Sacrificing his son, right? And another one was, who did he depend on for, he needed a wife for a son, and who did he depend on for that? Go ahead. God, right? So a couple ways that Abraham showed faith in the Lord. So another question is, how did Abraham come to have such strong faith? All right, we talked about the faith he had, but how did he get it though? It's a little tough one, huh? Yeah, so at the beginning, Abraham, he had some doubt, fear, and some sin, but you know, as time went on, the trials that the Lord put in Abraham's way made him grow stronger in his faith towards God, right? The trials didn't discourage Abraham. That's what drew him near to the Lord, right? So let's go ahead and start some of our reading today. The first question that I'm going to ask you guys, this one's going to be found in Genesis. So who did Abraham give his inheritance to? Where was Abraham buried after he died? And according to the book of Hebrews, did Abraham die in hope of an earthly land only? So those are some questions. Those are some questions that are going to be answered through the scripture reading today. So let's go ahead and start with Genesis 25 and then verses 5 through 10. All righty, so. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts while he was still living, and he sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the land of the east. So all the sons that Abraham had, not with Sarah, he gave them gifts, and he sent them off to the land to the east. So these are the days of the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years. And Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of days, and he was gathered to his people. Then his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, and the Hittite, facing Mamre, the field which Abraham bought from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried with Sarah, his wife. Now let's go ahead and turn to Hebrews 11, verses 13 through 16. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been remembering that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they aspire to a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. All right, so who received Abraham's inheritance? God gave the inheritance, Abraham gave the inheritance, but through a promised seed. Whose son was it that Abraham had that received the inheritance?
Isaac.
Isaac, yeah. So Abraham, and how about his other sons? What did he give them? They had gifts. They just had a little bit of gifts that Abraham gave them. And Abraham trusted in God's promise to bless the world through Isaac. All right, next question. Where was Abraham buried after he died? Yes. Yeah, so next to Sarah. So there was a cave that was next to the field, and that's where they were buried at. So yes, in the field he had purchased in Canaan, right? And Abraham died owning enough of the promised land to be buried and nothing more. All right, so this is a question from Hebrews that we just read. So according to the book of Hebrews, did Abraham die in hope of an earthly land only? So, no? Christopher, what do you think? No? Lincoln? You don't know? All right. So, yeah. So, no, Abraham knew that there was that he was a stranger in this world, and he was looking for, and he was looking by faith to heavenly world to come. So, yeah, he knew that there was more to this, more than the world. So, let's go ahead and do a little bit of reading, and there's some questions after this. So, Abraham died in faith, knowing his true home was not in this world. So, think of you guys traveling, right? You guys are going to go to the other side of the world, and you guys are going to go spend, you know, a few weeks there. So, whenever you arrive, you find that the people, you know, speak different language. They don't typically wear the same clothes that you do, and they probably play different games and eat different food. So, wouldn't you guys feel a little bit out of place or something like this? You know, it's not like home, right? So that's how Abraham felt whenever he went, right? Yeah, it's not like home. So he wandered in Canaan, and that's how, you know, Abraham was. He lived as a stranger in the world, and he died a stranger as well for 100 years. Abraham had suffered and sacrificed to follow God, but by God's grace, he died in faith. So how was that? Abraham was not living for this world, but he was living for the world to come. So Abraham, as we were reading through it, you know, we see that he understood that Canaan was not an end in itself, but the land of promise pointed to a far greater land, a new earth full of God's rich blessings through the promised Messiah. And God would defeat the serpent, bringing about a world even better than the Garden of Eden. So whose line was the Messiah going to come from? You guys remember? You guys answered this a little earlier. So Abraham's son, right? Remember his name? Isaac. If we follow Isaac's lineage, the Messiah comes from him. So yeah, like Abraham, Christians live as strangers in this world, waiting for God to carry out his promises. So those who fear and love Christ face against suffering in this world, as Abraham did. But faith doesn't look to the present world. It looks to the world to come, trusting that God's world will not fail. So what promises were still not complete when Abraham died? So God didn't, at the time when Abraham died, the land of Canaan wasn't Abraham's yet, right? He only had a small piece of it, and that was just for burying his wife and maybe a couple other family members. But that was one that he still had faith in the Lord to accomplish, but still didn't happen while he was alive. And what promises are not yet complete for Christians today? What do y'all think? What are we looking forward to? Just like Abraham was looking forward to. Maybe not the same thing, but we're both in faith in what? What you got? Exactly, yeah, we both do. So one day we see that there is going to be no struggle and no sin and no suffering one day. And that will be a place, you know, in heaven. So what do we learn from Abraham about how we should live and die? What kind of example did Abraham set for us? Remember the first question I asked you at the very beginning? How did Abraham show great what? Faith, yes. So in faith, that's how we can learn from from Abraham, and that's how we should be living, right? Trusting in the Lord. What do you guys think? Any questions? No? All right, I think next week we're going to start talking about someone else. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to teach the young ones, Lord. I pray that the faith that Abraham showed is one that we all have. Thank you for fulfilling the promise to Sarah and Abraham and providing the who would come from the seed, Lord, Isaac, and then later on the Messiah, Lord. Thank you for another great day today, Lord. Thank you for the service that we're going to have and the worship we're going to be praising with you, Lord. And in your name we pray, amen.